This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, a Joy 94.9 podcast. This podcast was made possible with support from the Community Broadcasting Foundation. To support the production of content like this, donate at cbf.com.au.
Research by La Trobe University has found that many Australians who live with coronary heart disease, especially women, are under-prescribed recommended medications, are not monitored for major risk factors, and have treatments that do not achieve recommended goals. La Trobe epidemiologist Professor Rachel Huxley, who led the study, talks us through the core findings.
Just outlining the importance of coronary heart disease in Australia, it's still the leading cause of death for both women and men in Australia. We have about 20,000 people each year who die from heart disease, and about 160,000 hospitalizations each year as a result of heart attacks. So it's a major burden on the healthcare system as well as a major cause of death and disability in the community. So what we have known in the past is that we know that we manage to treat people remarkably well in hospital once they've had a heart attack and once they're admitted. What's less clear is how well people are managed once they're back at home in the community. And evidence to date suggests that there's quite a big treatment gap in terms of what people should be taking as opposed to what they are actually taking in terms of drugs once they're back living at home. So what we wanted to do was to see whether the introduction of the general practice management plan in Australia in 2013, which is essentially a personalised program for individuals with a diagnosis of heart disease that the GP works with the patient to compile, and the plan outlines the medications that the individual should be receiving, as well as physical activity and dietary recommendations. So we wanted to see how well in the last few years people were being managed according to this guidelines. So what we did in this study, and it's the first of its kind, we looked at about 130,000 individuals who've had a history of coronary heart disease between 2014 and 2018. We had a look at the GP databases, so we had access to de-identified, anonymized data from about 440 sites across Australia. So it was quite a representative sample. And what we looked at was how well people were being managed according to guidelines. So in terms of the number of drugs that people were being prescribed. So when you've had a heart attack, what's recommended is that you receive blood pressure lowering agents, cholesterol lowering agents, and an aspirin, a blood thinning drug. And in essence, what we showed was that only 44% of women who, with a heart attack, had three of these prescribed medications, compared to just over 60% of men. So I guess that's a long way of saying that there's still a large number of people in the community who should be treated with these fairly common drugs who aren't being treated. And there is quite a significant sex difference in terms of how well women are managed relative to men.
And why do you think that is?
Oh, that's a really good question. And to be honest, we don't know. There are probably a whole bunch of reasons. I think first off is the fact that heart disease has traditionally, historically, been considered a disease that only affects white, middle-aged men. And we know that's simply not true. 44% of all deaths in Australia, about 9,000 each year, are in women. Women themselves don't perceive heart disease to be a major risk for them. They would perceive cancer, breast cancer in particular, to be a greater source of illness and mortality compared to heart disease. But the statistics are very clear on this. It's a major cause of death and disability for women as well as men. There's also, I would suspect, particularly among younger people who've had a heart attack, I think there's a preference to treat or manage their symptoms through diet and lifestyle modifications, so, you know, physical activity and eating a healthy diet, as opposed to a lifelong course of blood pressure lowering drugs or cholesterol lowering drugs. So I think that I suspect there are a whole raft of reasons, and because of that, there's not going to be a single bullet. It really is about raising awareness in the community as well as amongst general practitioners. And I think my advice to your listeners, so anybody who's had a heart attack, who hasn't got a general practice management plan in terms of how they manage their risk, to actually make an appointment and go and see their GP and just have a see whether you can have a review of the medications that you're on and a conversation around what can they do in terms of potentially quitting smoking, you know, improving physical activity levels or eating a healthier diet to supplement the medications that should be prescribed.
That was epidemiologist Professor Rachel Huxley from La Trobe University speaking to Toby Halligan. If you've previously had any issues with your heart or you have a history of heart disease in your family, we'd suggest speaking to your GP about the potential risks.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.